Seductive stairs to come between me and each and every one of you. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Join our conversation. I'm talking about Beyonce Bowl, Queen Bey laying it down as a Christmas present, a holiday gift to each and every one of us as Americans. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Zach from Sun Prairie pointing out that when it comes to political, cultural, and social commentary and critique from those in the entertainment industry, which I include professional athletes, that's entertainment. Only black athletes seem to be told to, you know, shut their yaps and dribble. Yep, certainly seems to be the case. I'd like it to stop for everybody in entertainment. They have a right to their opinions. All opinions, of course, like senses of humor, not equally quality. To me, what Beyonce does through her art, through an entertaining medium, is some of the most potent political and social commentary that's happening from the entertainment industry. I'd put Kendrick Lamar up there, too, if we're talking about it right now. If you didn't see her December 25th performance, it's streaming right now on Netflix. If you don't have Netflix, Google Beyonce Christmas, Beyonce Bowl. There's clips everywhere. The reason I decided to talk about this was that my folks were over on Christmas. We spent Christmas Eve together and all day Christmas. I host them at my house. Many of you know I'm an only child, so that quality time with my parents is really important. Fed them all day, and we watched football, played games, just hung out, spent some quality time together, which was just lovely. But my parents, who are both in their 80s, were watching that Beyonce Bowl special, and they couldn't quite follow, like, why is this such a big deal? Why does she have on this Western outfit? Why? Okay. And I started to explain, which then, as I was watching, and I, you know, who's Post Malone? Okay, I'll tell you who Post Malone and Shaboozy are, right? Oh, that's Blue Ivy. They don't know who she is. Like, that's her daughter. She's 12, who also made a cameo there. But it was 12 plus minutes of basically perfect entertainment. It was produced perfectly. You had hundreds of people moving around on that field. It sounded amazing. It looked amazing. And there was a beginning, a middle, and an end. She told a story. And the story has very personal elements, but the bigger story that she was telling is even more important. And it's incredibly important to each and every one of you and us, we as Wisconsinites, as a purple state. And I'm going to share all of that with you this afternoon. So you're not going to want to go anywhere. Want to give a shout out to Lee from the Grove. Texting in, it's weird. Hulk Hogan is apparently getting booed at WWE events. He's Lee commenting on, you know, again, entertainers having political opinions. Hulk Hogan, big Trump supporter, right? Lee finds it weird that people who don't support Hulk Hogan and Donald Trump are attending WWE events, spending their hard-earned money, given that the billionaires that own WWE, which are the McMahons, are huge Trump donors. I won't even get into the weird criminal allegations against them in the long history of really questionable behavior by Mr. McMahon. Why are you spending your money at the WWE? I don't know, Lee. That's a question only they know. But let's get in. I want to share with you some of what happened during Beyonce's performance, some of the awesome elements. At its most simple, from a message perspective, Beyonce was calling out a couple of things. She was calling out the country music industry and saying, oh yeah, you don't think I'm good enough? Well, watch this. If you're not aware of what has transpired, Beyonce is in the midst of a 3-album project. The first album, Renaissance, huge hit. Her second album, Cowboy Carter, is a country album. Country music format stations basically refused to play it. They said, this isn't country music. As if you can draw bright lines, a box, around country music. Ridiculous. We in the United States, our music, American music, it all springs from the same root. We have many branches. They all intermingle and intersect.
Next Nightlight, Tim Dennis, host of Artists the Darkness Radio podcast.
From all over. Next Nightlight, Tim. That's a country album. So not only did country format stations refuse to play it, the Country Music Awards snubbed her. She didn't get a single award. You cannot debate, and you've been hearing today on the show, music from Cowboy Carter all throughout the show, by the way. It's just good. So on a certain level, it's her response, forget you, watch this, to the country music industry. That's on one level. The next level up is Beyonce showing love and deep respect to Black cowboy culture, as well as her hometown of Houston, urban culture in Houston. There were so many images and symbols in there. This was a love letter, a signal of respect to all sorts of historical and important elements of Black history and Black culture, specifically Black cowboy culture and Black culture and history as part of Texas's history and Houston's history. We're going to talk about some of those symbols when I come back, and then I'm going to tell you what the next level up, why this matters even in a bigger way to us here in Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn, y'all. You want to join this convo? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Which one's better? This Jolene? Or Dolly's? I don't know. Hard to say. Keep it locked, everybody. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Jolene.